Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was going to do,
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on yesterday, and I hope and pray that you're having a beautiful day on today. We're in a new day, Friday, July the 6th, 2018. Hope and pray all is well in your family circle. I want to send just a hearty shout out to all of my faithful listeners that continually to tune in and to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of their listening program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And Orson Ward isn't just saying that, but that is a fact. God said he blesses a cheerful giver. And so God is going to bless you for being a blessing unto this program. You might say, Orson Ward, I haven't given anything, I haven't contributed any monetarily, but if you have contributed your time, then you have contributed something. So God is going to bless you even then. You know, it takes money to run a ministry. And God knows, I'm the first to tell you, it is very, very expensive. But, you know, I just go on in Jesus' name and pray and that God will send the people to, you know, be a blessing. But until then, I'm just going to keep on going and just pounding the pavement with the word of God to whomever will listen. And so you're now tuned in to the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator, once again, is Overseer Janice Ward. And I just want you to get your good seat. I have the chat room available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. I won't be before you very long on this morning. I'm going to just be short and sweet and to the point, and then I'm going to be out. But I just felt the need to come across these airways and skyways on this morning. I hadn't been across here, I don't think, in this new month, I don't think. And if I have, then Lord, forgive me. And don't charge it to my heart, but charge it to my head. All right, so I just want to welcome all of you. May it be, I guess, the first-time listeners, our colleagues, our Kingdom Congressional Assembly, and our kinship family. All of you that are out there in my digital listening audience, you are tuned in too. This is a digital mastered praise and worship church experience. This is a virtual church. It's not a church with brick or mortar, but this is a virtual church. Hallelujah. We are the church. We are the walking church of God. We are God's eyes. We are God's hands and feet. We are his voice. Hallelujah. So we are the walking word. So anyway, I just want to just go into a quick prayer. For those of you that has lost a loved one, may it be in the last 72 hours, last 24 hours, last week, hour ago, moments ago, seconds ago, minutes ago. And we do this just to keep you encouraged and to let you know that in your hour, your great hour of despair, that you're not alone and that God has men and women, hallelujah, planted across the earth that are 24-hour prayer warriors that are praying around the clock. for each and every one. Hallelujah. And so we just want God to just bless you, to return joy unto your heart and soul, and to bring back, hallelujah, restoration as well. And so we'll be continue to pray for you, you and you, and keep you in our prayers. All right, so now, without any further ado, we're going to go into our opening prayer. Each time that we approach this podium, we fail not to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus. Identity is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. So we know that God is not in a Roman grave, but God is in his heavenly dominions, not sitting on the left, not sitting in the rear, not sitting, hallelujah, on the front, but God is sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. Hallelujah, looking down on creation, planet Earth. And so I want you, if you will, to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to assemble here together, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, you said that when you went away, you was going away to prepare a place for us. And upon your return, God, for the bridegroom, you would receive us unto yourself. But Father God, until that time is upon us, God, we will continue moving forward, upward and onward, in your will and in your way. The assignment that you had set forth, God, is to go into all the world and preach not overseer ward gospel, but Jesus' gospel to the world, God. And so we will continue to mount up, God, from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land, God. Asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every individual, God, that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, and we won't dare take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory, honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And let the temple of God and his people say, amen and amen. All right, so we're going to be moving right along. And you are tuned in once again to the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah, on your digital dial. This is a live church worship and praise experience service. This is not a pre-recording. This is coming to you live. We are coming to you 2 a.m. in the morning, Friday morning, that is, July 6, 2018. We're coming across the airway. We're coming at you. Hallelujah. And Jesus is on board. All right, so now we're going to just dive on into our service. We don't want to have any more delay than, you know, what we've already had. And so we're going to just now we're going to dive on into our sermon. And our sermon entitled on this morning is On My Side. You might say, Overseer Ward, what you mean, on my side? I want you to know that in your hour of despair, may it be your hour of calamity, of a loss, may it be a family member, may it be property, may it be a home, or maybe you've wrecked your automobile, or somebody run into you, maybe they've got all your money out of your bank account, maybe identity theft, or may it be, you know, that somebody has, you know, got all your money, somebody that you had over your money that has went in there and has cleaned you out. So we know that God is on our side. No weapon formed against us, you and I and us, is going to prosper. The Lord says that the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 118 and 6. And, you know, a lot of times on this journey, You know, a lot of people that we started out with may be our spouses, may be our wives or whomever, our best friends and a family member that's near and dear to our heart. But, you know, a lot of times those people are moved out the way and you find out that you're on this journey alone. You say, Lord, how in the world can I make it on this journey by myself? But I want you to know that God is on your side. And so as long as God is on your side, you don't have no need to worry, because God, hallelujah, will be your confidant. God will take all your secrets, and he won't tell nobody. He won't put you on blast, but God will keep your secrets between you and himself. We know that God is a spirit, and the Bible says that those that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. And so we know that, hallelujah, if we go to the Gospel of Psalms 118 and 5 through 6, where we just read that the Lord is on my side and I will not fear. You know, hallelujah, we get the true picture of what this line means. We are told that the psalmist wrote, I called on the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me and set me abroad on a broad place. The Lord is on my side, and I will not fear. So my brother and my sister, I want to bring you good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you don't have to fear walking this journey alone, because you're not alone. You might say, oh, say, Lord, I am alone. I'm walking by myself. But you might be bodily alone, but you are not spiritually alone, because God is walking every step of your journey with you. Hallelujah. And then there's another version of this verse that says that as the Lord is with me, this is in the New International Version of the Bible, says, who is full of mercy and love, which endureth forever. That's verse 4. Will always be attentive to you and I and us. He'll always provide for yours and mine and our protections that we need. Hallelujah. This is what we need when the economy falters. We need somebody on our side. When our finances are flaky and shaky, we need somebody on our side. Hallelujah. When our finances can't keep up, it's what we need. Is when we need a relationship that we can cherish, that will not fall apart no matter what our situation. We know as Christ followers, you and I and us, we know where to find help, because we know that the Lord is on yours and mine and our side. So all we need to do is to be still. Hallelujah. You can tell your soul to be still, that the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or even pain, hallelujah, and leave to thy God to order and provide. We know that in every change, God, he is faithful and he will remain. In the midst of yours and mine's every trial, just know this, that God is on, hallelujah. I sign. God said, I'll never leave you, and I will never forsake you, but I will be with you, hallelujah, until the end of the earth. You know, that's a big old promise. You know, we have loved ones that couldn't keep that kind of promise, but we know that we serve a God, hallelujah. We serve a God that tell us, he said, I'll never leave you, and I will never forsake you, but I will be with you for the duration. See, we have God's astounding promise. He said, I'll never leave you. That's coming out of the law of Hebrews 13 and 5. And I will never forsake you. And we know that the writer to Hebrew quote saying is, to his people, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How does that strike you? I want to ask you, those that are listening in my live praise and worship church experience on this morning. Is it just some pleasure pity that evokes a wide yawn? This isn't like saying that we'll have coffee with the president or scripture or a Supreme Court justice. But knowing people like that will say something significant about us. But to claim that God is with you and I every moment of every day, as close as our skin in every turn of life, we know that tear-stained or drenched in smile, some would say the broader or insanity. Yet we find out that throughout history, men and women have staked their lives on their truth. We know Abraham, and then there was Moses. There was Rahab, and there was Joshua, David, and then Esther, just to name a few. The promise was true for them. But how can we know it's true for you and I and us? It is true for us because Jesus, by his coming, he says, I want to be with you. I gave myself to you. I gave myself for you. Do you really think I would ever forsake you? So you should know this, that God gave his only begotten son. He didn't have two or three sons. He didn't have triplet sons. He didn't have twin sons or quadruple sons, but he only had one. And so God said that he gave himself for you. Hallelujah. And God will never forsake you and I and us. And so we know that God promised, hallelujah, that he would never leave us. May sound unbelievable, huh? Well, I don't want you to ignore it. I want you to know this and ponder this in your mind and place it in your heart. All your hurts, all your fears, all your struggles, all your temptations. There's no more wonderful promises than this, that I will never leave you, hallelujah, Jesus, nor forsake you. No matter where you go, know that God goes with you and I and us. We are never alone. God is always with us. He never leaves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. In the law of 1 Timothy 5 and 24 through 25. And you can write this down and you can go back at a later time at your own discretion and read the scriptures that I have presented to you on this morning. In the law of 1 Timothy 5 and 24 through 25, it says that some men's sins are clearly evident, likewise the good works of some and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. So we know, hallelujah, that God is not, hallelujah, going to ever hide himself from you and I and us, and neither can we hide ourselves from God. Hallelujah. For God says that Paul pointed out that nothing can be concealed forever. And this serves as a solemn warning. For example, a news report told about a highly respected person who was arrested for crime that he had been secretly committing for years. Yet the fact that nothing can be hidden can also be a great consolation. I have known people who never held a position of honor, nor were they recognized for their service, even after they died. But I have learned that in their own quiet way, They had touched many lives with their kind words and helpful deeds. Their good works could not remain hidden. We can't hide nothing from God, and that's a solemn warning. But it also a great comfort for our Heavenly Father knows about every encouraging smile, every kind word, every loving deed done in Jesus' name. And someday, he will reward you and I and us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, is on our side. The Lord shall preserve your going out and you're coming in from this time forth and evermore. Hallelujah. We know that the 121st Psalms was a favorite, hallelujah, of a father. And he said that whenever a family guest or friend was leaving on a journey, this psalm was read. More often sung at family prayers. It's when my father left the old country alone as a teenager to come to the United States. He was bidden farewell with this psalms. And we know that over the years, hallelujah, there has been mothers and fathers, hallelujah, and grandfathers that has enjoyed many hearty days and endured others that were dark and grim. He carried this psalm words with him into battle during the World War I. Then out of it, as he laid in a hospital for almost a year, recovering from, hallelujah, from a sharp nail wounds. In verse 1, the psalmist looked beyond the hills to the God who made them. He says that my father lives in the toughest section of the city. Although he seldom saw hills, he held to the assurance that the God of the hills was the God of the dangerous streets as well. So how many is going out and coming in? Hallelujah. We know that this individual had made many trips, perhaps 87 years worth of them. He went out. Hallelujah. And some of us, our family members, you know, that are still around, and some of our family members that we have lost that are in demise, they lasted a long time. Some of them lived a long and lengthy life, and then some of the family members that we've loved have lived short-lived lives as well. But we know that in the singing Psalms of 121, as he descended into the valley and traveled home to the other side, how reassures that the God of the hills and the streets goes before every believer in Christ. He will ever keep thy soul. What would harm, he will control. In the homes and by the way, he will keep thee day by day. Because God is with us, we need not fear what lies ahead. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we know, hallelujah, that God is on our side. You don't never have to fear when you got God on your side. God is a God. He said, I'll never leave you, and I will never, ever forsake you. You know, I tell you, that's assuring in itself that God promised us that he would never, ever leave us. And you know, a lot of times, you know, our spouses die off, and maybe we might get a divorce, and we have to live alone, some of us. Some of us have, you know, someone that living in to care for us, you know. You might have a help provider that lives with you. Some of you might live alone. But the thing of it is that we are bodily alone. But we can always pick up the Word of God and read it and be assured that God promised that I will never leave you Hallelujah. And I will never forsake you, but I will be with you to the end of the earth. And we know that God is indeed on our side. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I mean, that is so comforting to know, you know, even in our hour of despair and heartaches and pains, we can look to the hills which cometh our help, because we know that our help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. You know, it isn't just the elderly whom can feel lonely and forgotten. In fact, many of us feel trapped and alone, set aside by circumstances, fair and unfair. Sometimes we even experience what the Old Testament character Joseph did, people failing to remember us when there is every reason they should. But in the law of Genesis 40, described Joseph's experience as he was trapped in prison. Hallelujah. The cupbearer had been freed and returned to the king's service. And just as Joseph told him what happened, Joseph had asked to be mentioned to Pharaoh. But the cupbearer forgot him in verse 14 and 23. Hallelujah. We may feel forgotten, but yet like Joseph, we are not. Hallelujah. Jesus sit at the right hand of God, and our prayers reach the throne of the King without fail, because our Savior is our mediator. When we feel alone, let's remember to rest in the confidence of Jesus' promise to be with us forever. Hallelujah. Lord, let me be found serving others as Joseph did in those hours when I feel most forgotten. May I never be the cupbearer who failed to bring the lonely and hurting to your attention in prayer. Jesus never abandon or forget his own. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people-friendly. We're going to take you now into the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. We got the lines open momentarily. If there be any prepetition that you would want the old ship of Zion to touch and agree, and that God would bring your prayer petition to fruition, then you're welcome to call in. And that number to call in is 646-200-3074. That number again is 646-200-3074. And so if there are not any prayer requests at this time, then we're going to go on as scheduled, and we're going to take you into the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep holding.